second scripture reading is from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, and I invite you to hear again the word of the Lord. Paul writes, "So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So a few years ago, we were at an Easter egg hunt with our kids. And there was this one little boy. He must have been around 2 or 3 years old. He was little. And he's running around picking up eggs. His dad was following him around with the basket. But at one point, the dad got caught up talking to another parent, and the kid just kept going and getting more eggs. So he was kind of going around with me and my kids so I could keep an eye on him there. But he didn't have a basket to put his eggs in. And so he'd get an egg, and he'd hold it in his hand, and then he would see another one that he wanted. He'd run over, and he would pick that one up and keep holding it in his hand and see another egg and another egg. And after a while, his hands were filled with eggs. And he would, I remember he would go over to pick another egg up, and as he bent over to get it, an egg would fall out of his hands. And so he'd get the one that he was going to pick up, and then he'd pick that one up, and another egg would fall out. And then he'd pick that one up, and another egg would fall out. And it became like this bad comedy routine, where every time he tried to pick an egg up, one would fall out of his hands that he had to pick up, and then another would fall. It just wasn't working for him. And so finally, the dad must have realized what was going on, and he calls for his kid to come over and put the eggs in the basket. But at that exact moment, someone came out into this yard where we were with a big basket filled with chocolate bunnies that he's giving out to all the kids. And it's like, right as this happened, I could see this kid's thought process. Like, he looks at his dad, and he looks at the chocolate bunnies, and he looks at the eggs in his hands, and he's just back and forth, like he can't make up his mind what to do. And so, he's thinking, like, if I go to my dad, I'm going to miss out, because all these kids are swarming over to the guy with the chocolate bunnies. If I go over there, I'm going to miss my... But if I go over there with all my eggs, I'm not going to be able to hold my chocolate bunny. And the dad is over there like, "Come here, buddy, come and put your eggs in the basket." And he's just torn. He doesn't know what to do. So finally, he dumps all of his eggs out on the ground and runs over to get his chocolate bunny. He was holding on to so much. But then he let go of it to get something better. Mary Magdalene goes to Jesus' tomb. But when she gets there, the stone is rolled away and the tomb is empty. She stands outside weeping, thinking that someone has stolen the body of her teacher and her friend. But as she stands there crying, Jesus comes to her and speaks her name, and she recognizes him. This man who she had watched die is standing there alive. Somehow, miraculously, her teacher, her friend, is back. And I mean, you can imagine she must have been so overwhelmed, overjoyed, that she just grabs him and hugs him, or throws herself down at his feet. And Jesus says to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father." So she had to let him go again, run back and tell the others, having no idea if she was going to see him again, if he was still going to be there when she got back. She probably wanted to hold on to him, to keep things the way they were, to stay with this man that she loved. But she let go because of the promise that something better was coming. When she first recognized Jesus, she calls him Rabbi, teacher. That's how she had known him for these past years. But when she gets back to the disciples, she says, "I have seen the Lord." Theologian Raymond Brown wonders if when Mary tried to hold on to Jesus, she was trying to return to the way things were before Jesus' death. And if she had clung to the Jesus she once knew, could she ever proclaim the Jesus she suddenly recognizes as our Lord and God? And Brown asks, what are we holding on to in this post-resurrection world that we need to let go of? Paul says to the Colossians, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. Now this can so easily get taken as saying that the world and this life and our bodies are bad, just temporary trappings for our eternal souls, just kind of a stopping point on this journey to heaven. And so we shouldn't hold on to them or focus on them or worry about them. We should let them go and focus only on heaven, on spiritual things. But when we hold on to that way of thinking about God and life, we end up allowing for the destruction of creation and for violence, for oppression, for injustice against our neighbors. We end up hurting each other and this world that God has created and called good. Because what does this life matter anyway? You know, just focus on heaven. That's all that really matters. That is not what Paul is saying here. This is not a call to forsake the material world. Paul goes on to say, put to death whatever in you is earthly. Fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire and greed, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language. Those are the things that are below, not the things that are above, the things of Christ. Paul says, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, and love. Forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven you. Those are the things that are above, the things of Christ. This is about how do we live resurrected lives here on earth, lives that can transform all that is broken and wrong and dead in this world. How can we do that? By letting go of all that which is not of God, so that we can take hold of something better. We all have things that we're holding on to, things that are not of God. Fear, anxiety, pain that we have experienced or caused, failures and mistakes and sin, whether ours or someone else's, that we just can't let go of. Grudges, grief, guilt, addictions to any number of things, unhealthy relationships or self-image. What are you carrying around with you that is keeping you from taking hold of something better? We live in a world where so many people are holding on to the lie that the only way this world can be redeemed is through force, through power, violence, money, materialism. And so we are surrounded by hatred and corruption and oppression and fear. But those are the things of the earth, not the things that are above. What Christ shows us through his death and resurrection is that redemption comes not by holding on, but by letting go. Letting go of fear and anger and hatred, of the desire for revenge or control. We let go of it so that we can take hold of something higher that allows us to counter it. We let go of anger and hold on to love. We let go of fear and hold on to hope.
We let go of grudges and mistakes and sin, and we hold on to forgiveness. We let go of revenge, and we hold on to mercy. Those are the things that are above. And if we have been raised with Christ, then those are the things that we are called to be about. For the past few weeks, I've been following the story of April the giraffe. Anyone know about April? Okay, you've been following this. So, for those who don't know, April is a giraffe at a zoo in New York, and April has been waiting to have a baby. Giraffes normally wait 15 months for their babies to be born. April has been waiting for 16 months. And so they set up, there's been a lot of anticipation and excitement around this. They set up a camera in April's enclosure, and they've been broadcasting a 24-hour live feed of this giraffe over the internet. People all over the world have been waiting and watching for April to have her baby. They post updates every day. And so when I say that I have been following this, what I mean is that people have constantly been posting things on social media that keep showing up in my feed. So whether I want to see it or not, I have been bombarded with the story of April the pregnant giraffe. To be totally honest with you, I really didn't care about a giraffe having a baby. There's nothing against giraffes, it's just not my thing. I've been focused on so many other things this past week that I didn't have time for it. And I simply could not understand why so many people were so fixated on this. Well, yesterday, right as we were gathering for the Easter egg hunt, April had her baby. And my social media feeds exploded and they were filled with people celebrating the birth of this baby giraffe. It was just post after post of pictures and videos and some people just exclaiming, "Giraffe!" And I'm looking at all of this thinking, don't we have bigger things to be focusing on right now? Like, seriously, a world on edge with violence and fear and the threat of war. Why are people holding on to this when there are so many more important things? But then I realized that maybe it's because we're surrounded by so much bad news and we want to hold on to something good. We are surrounded by so much fear, and we want to hold on to something that gives joy. We are surrounded by so much pain and death, and we want to hold on to something that gives life. It is so easy to look at the world around us and be weighed down with darkness and despair and death. But the good news of this day, the promise and the power of resurrection, is that darkness and despair and death do not have the last word in this world or in our lives. That what you see is not what has to be. That there is more to life than this, that we can let go of whatever we are carrying around that is just weighing us down, because there is something better to take a hold of. It is not about ignoring the pain and the suffering and the evil of the world, closing our eyes to it or giving the world over to it. It is about holding on to something higher that allows us to counter the pain and the suffering and the evil of the world, to resist it and redeem it and proclaim to it, "You will not win, because Christ is risen and he calls us to rise up with him and live in ways that make possible life in the midst of death and hope in the midst of despair." Let us pray. Living God, we thank you for the things that are above, even if they are here on earth. we thank you for the signs, for the promise of life, of hope, of joy and love and peace that we see springing up around us. And we thank you that in the resurrection of Jesus, we can live new lives in the midst of a hurting and broken world. Help us to be the living presence of Christ in this world so that other people can look at us and see Christ living, so that we can all say, I have seen the Lord. May Christ live in us and among us. And may we constantly, continually hold on to the goodness that we see in him. It is in him that we live and breathe and have our being. It is in him that we pray. Amen.